Blessings, beautiful souls. Here we are on Coolie Baby Express's podcast season number 3, where we express without judgment, positively affirm in faith, and stand on the word of God with power, all while aligning, implementing, and applying God's truth to our everyday current lives. I pray that this episode speaks measures into and over your life. And without further ado, let's jump right on into this newest episode. Peace, love, light, wisdom, guidance, blessings, and discernment. Beautiful souls in this world, I don't know we are not of this world. Y'all, welcome to Coolie Baby Express's podcast season number 3, episode number 3. Yes, we are here on episode 3. I'm so excited to be here. I'm so glad that you guys are tuning in. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for allowing yourself to trust the word of God here on this platform, here in this space. And let me tell you something. God is doing amazing things. For those of you that are tuning in, those of you that faithfully, consistently tune in, that have been rocking with us since season 1, oh my goodness. And I already know God has done major things for you since then. But I'm telling you, however, you're going to see God in a major way that you have never have seen before. And I know some of you that are tuning in have done the 21-day Daniel prayer and fasting with us here at CP17 Visions. Listen, y'all, look, how y'all feeling? Okay, how y'all living? How y'all feeling? I know y'all looking good, okay? So you got to be feeling good too. God has been just doing his thing, and I'm just so grateful. I'm so grateful. So let's just jump right on in, and let's just start off with prayer. Lord, we just thank you right now for this space, this platform that you have created for us to come together on one accord to fellowship in the word that you would have for us, Father. Let it be none of me and all of you. Speak your word and let it permeate our hearts as we hear the word, because scripture says faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. So we are going to hear and take it and apply it. And that's the wisdom that you have granted unto us. So we thank you, Holy Spirit. And we ask that you have your will in your way. In Jesus' mighty name, it is so and so shall it be. Amen. 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 So first of all, you already know I'm going to always reiterate this right here. Okay. Y'all know over here, we BRT. Okay. We BRT. What is BRT, might you ask? It is bold, real, and transparent. Yes, we keep it real here on Coolie Baby Expresses. We express our hearts to the fullest while staying founded on the word, because that's just what truth really is the word, right? So I want to start with the scripture that we will be coming from today, okay? And so y'all already know I got to start off with the scripture, because I have to give you guys the foundational truth right before we dive deep into this thing, okay? So the scripture that we're in is James chapter 1 verse 5, and it reads, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. Now, another translation, that was the King James Version, New King James. Another translation, let's do the NIV. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, my God, and it will be given unto you. Y'all, first of all, we don't even deserve that. Come on. Come on. We don't even deserve to give generously without finding fault. Y'all, if we look at ourselves, we all the way faulty, okay? Like, we're all the way just, the Bible say, we're like filthy rags. We're like the scum of the earth. You understand? So, but God will literally, if we just come to him and ask for wisdom, he will literally give it to us generously without fault, like without finding fault. All right, y'all, let's dive in. So today's episode is titled, what is your purpose? What is your purpose? And I know you're like, well, Coolie, what does that scripture have to do with my purpose? Like, listen, stay with me. stay with me. Stay with Holy Spirit, because he's really going to unravel this thing. He's really going to unpack this thing. And I'm just so grateful for the freedom that's going to come out of this. You understand? So first things first is that I've learned in my life that the ultimate purpose of every human being on this earth is to share the good news. I had to pause on that one because it's like, I was going to say like, give God the glory, but in giving God the glory, you have to share the good news. Now, a major part of sharing the good news is the person that entails the entire good news. And who is that? That's Yeshua. That's Jesus, the Christ. That's Yahweh. That's Jehovah Jireh. Like, whoever you want to name him as, it is he. You understand? So sharing the good news, sharing the gospel is all of our purpose. Right? The gospel, sharing the gospel brings salvation. Sharing the gospel saves souls. Sharing the gospel literally builds the kingdom of God. So that is the number one ultimate underlying purpose that we all have here as human beings. All right. So, and that's what I've learned in my lifetime. Now, if we want to go a little bit deeper, as I was going to say, God should be getting the glory out of everything that you do, everything that you put your hands to, everything that you decide to do, beloved, God should be getting the ultimate glory. And so then that leads me to, like, for all of us, that leads me to say, like, some of us, we need to, like, check ourselves, you know, and just, like, go back, right, evaluate, this thing that I have been doing for years, right? This thing that I am doing, this thing that I'm currently doing, this thing that I put and invest so much time into, is it giving God glory? These people that I hang out with and spend so much time with, is it giving God glory when I'm with them, when we're around each other, when we're talking? Am I giving God glory? Y'all, these are serious questions that we have to ask ourselves. Serious evaluation questions that we need to ask ourselves to know if we are in the will of God. To know, because the will of God is literally to share the gospel. The will of God is literally to share the gospel and to give him glory. And that's through the works. Right? So every day, what does your day look like? Right? Evaluate your day. What does your day look like? What you do and say on a daily basis, your routine, your schedule, what you're doing on a daily basis, does that give God his ultimate glory? We need to evaluate, y'all. We need to evaluate. And I think that evaluating is very important. I think it should be habitual. I think it should be a lifestyle, you know, because as we go through life, we're growing, right? We're progressing. We're growing. We go into new endeavors. We learn new things. We keep becoming, right? So I think evaluating the things, the people, the places that you partake in this life is very important, to evaluate it and then, you know, just check it. Like, yo, is this giving God glory? And be honest with yourself, because one thing about it, you cannot fake it with God. You can fake it with me. You can fake it with every and anybody else here, because we won't really know what's happening on the inside of your heart. We hear what you're saying to us, right? We see what you're doing, right? But we don't really know what's happening in here. So, but God does. God does. Scripture says that men, human, we look at the outer appearance, we look at the outside, but only God sees the heart. He sees past that. So you can't pretend with God. I'm gonna let you know that right now. There's no pretending with God. So being honest with yourself in those evaluations and being honest with Christ, that's what's gonna really open the door to growth, right? To progress. For you to become who God has originally created you, designed you to become. That's what we're all here doing. We're all here giving God the glory, right? Some of us are walking in our purpose. Some of us may not know our purpose, and we're trying to find it, right? And we're gonna get to that. And so, you know, we're trying, we're striving, and we may not know. And some of us are indulging, partaking in things, places, and people that is just actually the opposed side from being in purpose. You understand? And sometimes you won't find your purpose. This is what I've learned. You won't find what your purpose really is lest you depart from certain things that doesn't serve your purpose. All right, now Holy Spirit, come on. There's certain things, certain places, and certain people. I've learned this from experience. I've learned this from God dealing with me. There's certain places, people, and things that does not serve your purpose. And as long as you are attached, as long as those things has a hold on to you, you will not be fully walking in your purpose. And if you're not fully walking in your purpose, beloved, that's a problem. You understand? That's a problem. And it needs to be addressed rather quickly, right? So I want to like jump into like, you may say like, okay, well, I said that your purpose, our purpose overall is to share the gospel, right? Share the good news, okay? Now the question, the underlying question after that is, okay, now how do we do this, right? Do I just go on a mountaintop and just say, oh, Jesus died for you? That can very well be your purpose. Right? And the way that you do it, it could be, God could have called you to go on mountaintops, okay, in different states or different cities, different countries, right? Different islands. God could call you to just go on a mountaintop in the four corners of the world and shout the gospel. Don't underestimate God. Because yes, God will call you to do a certain thing that may not look like it makes sense to you. Okay, God will call you to do some radical things. And sometimes your purpose is not what you expect. I'm going to tell you that right now. Sometimes your purpose is far from what you expect. The how, right? The how you spread the gospel. The how you share the good news. Amen? So you might, the question is like, well, how? How do I share? How do you choose to share the gospel now? When you ask that question now, we can go deeper. We can go deeper because one thing I want to let you know is that we all were given gifts, beloved. We all were given gifts. We all were given talents. We all were given something that we can utilize to give God the glory in sharing the gospel, in sharing the good news, in sharing the ministry of Jesus, right? So now, and this will help some people who feels like, oh, I don't know my purpose. I know that I'm supposed to have purpose. I know that I probably do have a purpose, but I don't know what that thing is. This is gonna help you, beloved. We all have gifts. We all have talents. God didn't miss one person. I'm telling you that right now. I'm telling you, every person that you see here on the face of the earth, God created that person. God created all of us. And when within all of us, He installed a gift, a talent, something that it doesn't even take You learning a skill to do it, beloved. This is where the evaluation comes in again. Yes, you got to evaluate yourself from within. A lot of people claims, oh, I know myself. I know me. I know me. I know me. But let me tell you something. I've said this many times before, I think in other episodes. If you do not know who you are in Christ, then you really don't truly know who you truly are, okay? You can know yourself through the world's lens, okay? You can know yourself through your family's lens. You can know yourself through your group of friends' lens. Check this out. You can even know yourself through the church's lens. Ooh. But none of those lens equates to you knowing who you are through the lens of God. If you know yourself through all of those other lens, but you don't know who you are in Christ, then you don't truly know who you are. And you haven't found yourself yet. Now, no fear, you know, don't get discouraged, because I was there too. I was there too. I didn't know myself at all. I thought I knew myself through the lens of other people and, you know, all the things outside of God. I thought I knew myself, but I didn't truly know myself. And God had to get me in a place of isolation. And many times, you know, a lot of people don't really truly know the root of what isolation really is. God doesn't want to isolate you to take you away from people for good, or to, you know, remove you and just like have you in solitude, just because like he doesn't want you around people or what X, Y, and Z. No. It doesn't go that way. First of all, isolation is only for a season. You're never going to be in isolation for your whole life. Like, it doesn't go that way. God, if God puts you in isolation, it is for a season, and it's definitely for a reason / purpose. It is for a purpose, and that purpose may be what it was for me, is to have you find yourself in him, have you learn yourself in him, have you find your purpose in him, right? And one thing I'm gonna tell you is God would never call you to be alone. We know in Genesis it says it is not good for man to be alone, man meaning mankind, human. It is not good for us to be alone. That's one of the foundational reasons to why God created covenant, right? For a man and a woman to be united as one, right? In marriage. It is not good for man to be alone, right? It's not. That's why God says fellowshipping is extremely important. To fellowship is very important. It is not good for us to be alone. So if God calls you into isolation like he did me to find who I truly was in him, it's only for a season. And then when that season is up, it is because God sees it fit that you're ready. You have done the necessary things he showed you. You have been obedient to what he's been telling you. You have followed his instruction. And he sees that you're ready to go to the next level. Now, when you come up out of that isolation, guess what? There's work to do still. You still have work to do. Because after I came out of that isolation, I had to do the work to maintain who I found out who I was. So which means from that point until even this second right now, me on this video, I am still becoming. I am still becoming, all right? I need you to hear me. So next week, next month, right? In the next decade, I am supposed to have became someone in Christ more than who I was right here on this video. Now, are y'all catching this? Is it making sense? Who I was in season one of Coolie Baby Express's podcast is not who I am today in season 3 on Coolie Baby Express's podcast. I have became since then. That's season 1. Even season 2, I have became from who I was in season 1. Now, let alone season 3, I have became from who I was in season 1 and season 2. We are continuously becoming. And you only after you know who you truly are in Christ is when you truly start to become. That becoming process starts. That becoming marathon starts, because you are truly who you are. You're in your true identity. So now every day you're seeking God diligently, and now every day God is showing you new things about him in you, new things about you in him. Now he's showing you certain things, and now you are choosing to walk in wisdom and apply the things that he's showing you, go with the instructions that he's leading you with, and you're just becoming every day. You're becoming. My God, y'all, it's a beautiful journey, might I add. I'm not lying. It's really a beautiful journey. It really is. So going back to the fact that we all were given gifts. I want to jump into 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 4 through 7. Okay. Now, there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of ministries and the same Lord. There are varieties of effects, but the same God who works all things in all people. But to each one is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. What is the common good? The common good is to share the gospel, share the good news, share who God is, share the love of God. That's the common good. Remember, I started off saying that that's the ultimate purpose, right? And so it says here, verse 7, but to each one is given the manifestation of the Spirit, Holy Spirit, right? For the common good, right? Now, I want to back up a little bit because it says, now there are varieties of gifts, meaning there's different types of gifts, but the same Spirit. So just because that person might be sharing the gospel and the good news through their singing ministry versus this person sharing the gospel and the good news through their cooking ministry, it's the same Spirit, because the gospel is still being shared. Salvation is still being offered. People are still being able to hear the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ and still receive it, receive Him as their own and become saved. They just did it through hearing a beautiful song. They just did it through seeing someone dance with the Spirit of Christ, right? So there's varieties of gifts, but the same. Okay, and there are varieties of ministries, but the same Lord. So you can have CB17 Vision Ministries, amen? You can have, I'm gonna use Marcus Rogers, Big Up Yourself King, Firehouse Ministries. You can have any other ministry, but it's the same Lord, by the same Spirit. Come on, somebody.
Hey y'all, what's up? It's your girl Alicia, and you are tuned into the CBE Podcast. To find all of Coolie Baby's amazing music, search Coolie Baby on all streaming platforms. And for music videos and more exclusive content, check out that website, www.cb17visions.com. This commercial was brought to you by Expanding Resilience. Hashtag CB17visions.
There are varieties of effects. My God. So you're telling me that what I do can be healing souls? What Marcus does could be healing people in a different way? But it's all the same Spirit. It's all the same Lord. But it's different effects. I could be healing the sick. He could be feeding the hungry. Another ministry can be providing shelter for the poor. But it's the same Spirit. It's the same Lord. My God, my God, my God. So we all have different gifts, y'all. I want you to tune in. Go to God with this and tune in. Find out what it is that God placed on the inside of you that you don't even have to do too much to do it great. You don't even have to, go learn a skill set for it, because God authentically, organically placed it on the inside of you. You were stamped with, that's your signature, because you do it so effortlessly. That's your gift, beloved. That's your talent. Go deep within and find out what is that gift and that talent that you hold, that God placed on the inside of you. And start there. That's one of the foundational parts of your purpose. I remember when I struggled knowing what my purpose was, struggled finding out what is my purpose. Like, I mean, I could sing a little bit. I could, you know, like I was just looking at all these things, and then God had to get me again in isolation. And the sky was the limit from there, because to many people, He also gives you multiple talents. If you dive deep, you'll see that God has given some of us more than one gift, more than one talent. Look at the parable of the talents. One was given one was given five, and one was given 10. Now, if you want to go deeper into that, you better make sure, after you realize the talents and the gifts that you have, you better make sure you use it. That may make you know, you better make sure you use it. Because that one person who only had one, He did not multiply his talent. Instead, he buried it. He buried it. And when he was asked, "What did you do with the talent that I gave you?" He was fearful. My God. He was fearful. And because of fear, a spirit that God never gave us in the first place, because of that spirit, he buried his talent. He buried it, thinking he was savoring it. He buried it. And he was rebuked from there. You can't go read it. He was rebuked from there. But what did the one that had gotten the 5 talents, the one that had gotten the 10 talents, what did they do? They multiplied. They multiplied those talents and made, it was multiplied. My goodness. Y'all know math, right? Multiplication, that means all the more. Amen. That means all the more. So I come to share with you today, beloved, if you don't know your talent, your gift that God has blessed you with, I need you to dive deep within. Find out, go to God, do this with Christ. Don't do this alone. Do this with Holy Spirit. Find out what is it that God placed on the inside of you that it doesn't even take much effort for you to do for it to be great. And see how many of those talents that you have. And once you know, some of you do know, and I was in this place too, where I did know what I held, and I just sat on it. I just like, me never put it to use. You know what I'm saying? That's dangerous, y'all. And you don't want to be rebuked. You don't want something that God called you to do. You don't want God to look past you and say, "Oh, you know what? I do it. Okay, I will use somebody else." You don't want God to call somebody else to do the thing that you were created to do. You don't want God to call somebody else to do the thing that you were designed and wired without much effort. You don't got to put much skill to it. You don't want God to call and raise up somebody else to do it. The thing that the world needed to see you do, hear you do, watch you do. My goodness. So I challenge you today. If you are the one that knows, let today be the fire for you. Let this message right here be the fuel that you needed to start amping up in those gifts and talents that you have, because they came at a cost. And it's only right, y'all, it's only right that we give back to God what he gave to us. It's only right that we multiply what God gave to us and just give it back to him. And that's where that glory comes in. That's where that underlying ultimate purpose comes in, to give God the glory, right? If you sing, if you dance, if you cook, if you paint, if you do poetry, if you are a mechanic, if you are a teacher, if you're a nurse, whatever the gift and skill that God gave you that you don't really got to do much to do it great. Whatever that is, multiply it. And God should be getting the ultimate glory out of it. God should be getting the ultimate glory out of it. Amen? This is like opening for me too. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I feel like I've been walking and using my gifts. But you can always do more. You can always do more. Multiplication is all the more, right? When you multiply something, you don't just get one more or two. You multiply. Yo, multitudes, right? So you can always do more. So Holy Spirit is speaking to me too. You know what I mean? So beloved, let's do this together, okay? And I want to share this with you. Purpose aligns with wisdom. Purpose aligns with wisdom, y'all. If you are literally walking in your purpose, you are wise, and you are all the more becoming wise, especially when you're walking in your purpose and you're doing it with Christ. One thing I want to say, don't try to walk in your purpose and don't do it with Christ. Don't try to find your talent and find your gift and say, "Oh, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do this on my own." Don't do it. That's dangerous. Don't do it. That may I go make you new right now. Don't do it. Don't do it. Okay? If you're going to walk in purpose, do it wisely. And number one, wisely, is doing it in Christ, doing it with Christ, doing it with Holy Spirit, right? Throughout the whole way. If you're an artist, a singer, right? And you're walking in your purpose, and you're writing, and you're practicing, and you're dropping songs, and you're God opens more doors for you to go speak somewhere, and they ask you to perform your music, and you're in the studio, and you're doing the work, you're putting your hands to the plow, right? Speak to the Holy Spirit throughout all of that. Ask the Holy Spirit, even, should I do this show? Not every opportunity is one to accept. Not every opportunity is one to accept. This is why we got to keep God in the forefront of all things. Keep God in the forefront of all things that we do. I think it's Proverbs 3:5-7 says, trust in the Lord God with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. I like to say understanding. Do not lean on your own understanding. Don't do it alone. Acknowledge God, acknowledge Holy Spirit throughout you trying to build your purpose, throughout you trying to walk in your purpose, throughout you trying to put your hands to the plow. Acknowledge Holy Spirit in all that you do, and He will surely direct your path. He will surely that you're not going to buck up in an opportunity and opportunity that was not meant for you in the first place, but you taking it because of what it looks like. Not everything glitters is gold. Not everything that looks good is good for you. It may look good, but it may not be good for you, because it may not be in God's will for your specific life, for your specific journey. You understand? So this is why we got to acknowledge God in all things that we do, acknowledge Him, and He will surely direct our paths. And we won't be that person that's like being tossed to and fro, right? Because we're going to be aligned with the Word of God. We're going to be aligned in God's perfect, good, and pleasing will for our lives. And we're going to be aligned in our purpose that He gave us to do with the talents and the gifts that He gave us to do it with. Beloved, I'm telling you, whew, this is so good, Holy Spirit. So again, walking in your purpose is being wise. Which leads me back to the scripture. So now you might have asked in the beginning, well, what does that scripture have to do with my purpose, Cooley? Well, now you know. Once you walk in purpose, once you find your purpose and you're choosing, because it's a choice now, we got free will, and you're choosing every day. You're choosing every day to walk in purpose, to acknowledge Holy Spirit as you're trying to seek. What is your purpose? How am I supposed to maneuver through my purpose? What gifts and talents am I supposed to utilize in my purpose? As you're doing all of the above, you walking in wisdom, honey. You walking in wisdom. And as it says, if any of you lack wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given unto you. So if you don't know your purpose, beloved, ask God for wisdom to find and walk fully in your purpose, and He will grant it unto you generously. Y'all, that's the part. He will grant it unto you without finding any faults in you, because God sees that you are willing and able, and you desire and yearn to just walk in the purpose that He has for you. Because He sees that, He's going to search your heart. And if He sees that you are true to that, and nothing else matters, not money, not fame, not none of that, if He searches your heart and He sees that the only thing is that you just yearn to walk in the purpose He destined for you, be ready, is all I'm going to say. Be ready, have an open heart, have an open mind, have an open hands, because God is going to put in your hands things to do. Okay, He's going to reveal to you your gifts and your talents. He's going to reveal to you the way He wants you to utilize it to be in purpose. And you have your hands open, because you are going to have to put these bad boys to the plow. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to put these to the plow. When God gave me this vision of Coolie Baby Express's podcast, CB17 Visions overall, you know that's the overall ministry, right? And then below, beneath it, you have the Coolie Baby Express's podcast. You have Music with Coolie, Music Lessons. You have Coolie Baby Music Artists. Like, when God gave me the vision, it was mind-blowing, y'all. It was so mind-blowing. I mean, never knew where to start, right? And I literally acknowledged Him in all my ways, and He literally took me step by step. And God, that's one thing. God is not going to overwhelm you. He's not going to overwhelm you. He's not going to bombard you. God know you're not ready. You're not going to yo. That may not make you know. A lot of times we're praying to God, oh God, please bless me with this. Please give me this. Please give me that. And God looking at you like, honey, you ain't ready for that. If I get that to you right now, you're going to receive it as a curse. Sorry. You will receive the blessing as a curse. God looking at some of us like, yo, you asking me for this? If I grant this unto you right now, this is going to be a burden to you, beloved. This is not going to be a blessing. This is going to be a burden to you. God will withhold because he's not dumb and he wants the best for his kids. It's just like a parent. All my parents out there, pick up yourself. It's just like, you know, you want the best, the ultimate best for your children. So you're not going to give your children something that you know they're not ready for, that you know will potentially be detrimental and destructing to their life. Because you give it to them prematurely, you're not going to give it to them. Amen? God is a good, good father. So if we're that type of good parent here, imagine what kind of good father God is. Can you imagine? So I'm telling you right now, beloved. I'm telling you right now. Ask for wisdom. Ask God for wisdom. Ask him for wisdom to find and walk fully in your purpose. And I'm telling you, he will literally generously grant it unto you. And it don't matter what you did. It don't matter what you just have a good heart. Go to God with a good open heart. Go to God with a heart that just literally wants him and wants to be in purpose and wants to find the thing you were created to do. You don't want to no longer exist in this life. You don't want to no longer wake up and just go through the motions. You don't want to no longer just live your life 9 to 5, pay bills, die. You don't want to do that. Tell God you want his purpose for your life. You know he put you here for a reason, and you know you have something to offer to the world, and you know there's something that the world needs from you. And Lord, I just want to find you, and I just want to do what you will for my life. He will open the gates of heaven and pour down wisdom like no other. Like eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. You would not be able to comprehend. Oh my goodness, you would need Holy Spirit to comprehend majority of it. I'm telling you that right now. And he will give it to you generously. And then, only then, beloved, you can start really becoming who God ordained you to be. You can really start becoming. Just, and when God shows you, beloved, let me tell you this. When God shows you, just do it. Don't prolong. Don't try to wait till things are perfect. I did that before. Oh, I can't do videos, Lord, until I'm this. I can't go out here and say this until I'm that. No. When God shows you, do it. Just do it. Just do it. Just do it. My first song that I dropped, even to this day, I could tell you the things that I don't like about it, especially being a producer, being somebody who's an engineer as well. Like, I can tell you right now the things that I don't like about couple of my first tunes, but I just did it. And guess what? Now when I look back, it's out there. And now when I can look back, and it's a testimony. I know where I'm coming from. I have evidence of where I'm coming from. Beloved, just do it. Just do it. Nike ain't sponsored this, but I'm telling you, just do it. You understand? Just do it. Just do it. When God shows you, just do it. And if you already know, beloved, stop burying your gifts. Just do it. Do it scared. Do it nervous. Do it uncomfortable. As you continue to do it, that's you becoming, beloved. Don't be scared to become. That's the best thing you could ever do in your life after accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior. The best thing you can do is choose to become every day. Every day. Every day, every day, every day, every day. Okay, so I just pray that, oh my goodness, I just pray that you guys were able to take from this. Okay, if you need to rewatch and re-listen to it, please do so. Take it back to God. Ask God what it is that he wants to show you to take your gifts and talents to the next level if you already know what they are. Ask God what your gifts and talents are so that you can fully walk in his purpose if you don't know what they are. Beloved, I'm telling you, it's time for you to rise up. God is calling his people higher. He's calling a remnant of people higher. Come up a little higher. Higher, 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 high. Yo, Miley Music know how many times I'm always promoting this song, because God is always like literally saying through me that he wants us to keep coming up higher. Higher, 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 higher. Just put your trust in me. I got everything that you need. He went down low and I ain't doing all that. But listen, he has everything that you need. And guess what? You also have everything that you need because he planted it on the inside of you. Oh my goodness. Somebody has to be catching this right now. Why am I getting emotional? Somebody has to be catching this right now. Everything that you need. I'm getting emotional because it's for me too. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Everything that you need is on the inside of you. You don't gotta go out there and bargain for it. You don't gotta go out there and negotiate for it. You don't gotta go out there and pay for it. It's on the inside of you. It's right on the inside of us. And don't think you need things. God knows exactly what you need, and he knows exactly when you need it. A lot of times we think we need equipment, and we need this, and we need a location, and we need, like, all you need is what you have. All you need is what you have. And start, and just do it, and just do it, and just do it. I love you guys so much. And I just pray, Father God, I just thank you right now for this beautiful word. I thank you for how you unpacked this to your people. I thank you for even using me to talk with me, Father God, on this matter. Lord, I just ask that you allow your people to receive this word. Let their hearts not be hardened. Let their hearts not be cold. Let it be open to receive and to apply what they hear. For you say that faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Let their faith be ignited in you, Lord Jesus, from hearing this word. Let their trust in you be ignited. Let them get the mindset and the wisdom to implement and follow the instruction that was given on today, Lord Jesus. I just thank you right now for what you're doing in the realm of the spirit, because you are calling us higher. And many of us right now as we speak, hallelujah, I can feel it and I can hear it right now as we speak. Many of us are accepting this call to higher right now. And I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I thank you, Abba. Thank you. Thank you for giving us an opportunity and a chance to accept the call. Because many of us did not accept it. Many times you showed it, but you have given us ample amount of chances. And we thank you, Lord, for this. And we ask that you continue to walk with us as we are choosing to accept the call to go higher and higher and higher. Father God, I ask that you reveal the gifts and the talents to your people, to your children that have no idea what they are. But right now, from this day forward, you shall reveal it unto them. In the mighty name of Jesus, I declare and decree every person that ears has fell upon this episode right now, your gifts and your talents shall be revealed to you. And it also shall be revealed to you in the way of how you should utilize them. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for that revelation. We thank you for what you're doing right now. We thank you for what you're going to do and how you're going to reveal this to us. And we ask that you continue to walk with us and give us the instruction on how. Give us the direction, Father God. In all things spoken, it is so, and so shall it be, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Ah, God is so good, y'all. I just want to thank you so much for tuning in. Listen, you about to be on the ride of your life. That I'm gonna let you know that right now. You are about to be on the ride of your life, and I just want you to embrace it. There's nothing to fear, y'all. God did not give us a spirit of fear. There is nothing to fear. Embrace all that God is about to reveal to you. Embrace everywhere that God is about to take you. Embrace the people that God is about to bring your way. Okay? Embrace it, beloved. Embrace it with power, love, and a sound mind. That's the spirits that God gave us. Power, love, and a sound mind. Embrace it with those three spirits, and you're going to be fine. And your mind is going to be blown, because God is going to blow your mind. Hallelujah! Woo! All right, well, guys, thank you for tuning into this episode. Listen, every morning, Monday through Friday, we do something called Grand Rising. make sure you go to the website to tune into that. We also have power prayer. If you feel like you need help in praying, or you just want somebody to come into agreement with you to go to war in the spirit, listen, I'm here for it. You understand? So go to the website for that. And also, we do a one-on-one healing session. So if there's something that you feel like you're struggling with, something you've been battling, maybe trauma, maybe things that from your past that you just feel like it's hindering you, listen, I have a one-on-one healing session that we meet and we come together and we unpack it, and we allow God to come in also so he can give instruction, direction. The Bible says that when two or more are gathered in his name, there he is, and he's providing revelation, and he's providing instruction, direction. And if that's you, beloved, go to the website for that, www.cb17visions.com. I love you guys so much. Oh, God is so good. Now go out there and live. Go find your talents and your gifts. If you already know it, go use them. Go live. Go multiply. Listen, math was not my worst subject, because I was good at it. I just hated it. I hated math. And not to mention, how he gonna know that I hate math, but then he raised me up to be a math teacher? How does that even work? Anyway, that was not my favorite subject, but listen, I sure do love multiplication though. Now let's multiply. I love you guys. Bless up. We give infinite thanks for tuning in to the CBE podcast. We pray that this episode was very insightful and had many takeaways for you to apply. Take this back to God and allow him to give you further revelation on what's specifically for you. For Coolie Baby music, merch, and more, please go to our website at www.cb17visions.com. That's cb17visions.com. This episode was brought to you by Expand in Resilience and CB17 Visions. Until next time, be blessed, and we'll see you on the next episode.